Hello and welcome to Two Words Wolves Pod. I'm Ryan Eichton. Today we have a special crossover episode with Crunch Wears No Pants. Enjoy.
What's poppin', panty people? Welcome to Two Words Wolves Pod Wears No Pants. We are the bosses of the hoops department at PulltapSports.com. Make it your homepage. I'm Jordan. That's Brandon. That's Nate. And on the line, we're recording within their interface, but apparently it's our pod. We got Leo and Ryan from Two Words Wolves Pod. What's cracking, my lieges?
How you guys doing? I am excited for this to be chaotic as hell with five people on one pod. And I'm excited. My mom listens to our pod, and I texted you guys this.
Jolly, you need to be on your best behavior.
Knowing that mom's listening is so stressful. I just want to swear.
You could swear. She's fine with that. She's fine with whatever you got to say, but I'm excited to explain or really not explain the title of your guys' pod.
Well, show her the logo.
Yeah, sure.
Fun mom story. When we did our live show at Falling Knife for the draft party, my mom came to it and she introduced herself. Well, she came over and talked to Jordan. She hadn't seen Jordan since like college. And first thing Jordan said was like, "I'm sorry for swearing so much on the pod." And my mom was like, "It's okay. I'm in your house here.
Jordan has a certain way with parents. My parents would listen to like the first season and we were really off the rails. Like we had no flow whatsoever, but Jordan had like zero filter. And my dad, every time I saw my dad, he's like, "You got to tell Jordan to stop, man." Some of the stuff he's saying.
Well, we have 30 listeners now. So, you know, your dad and Cole Aldrich can, you know, I know they didn't believe in us, but we did it.
We have 30 listeners. It's our parents.
And then each of us from two devices.
Yeah,
that is true. Sometimes three if I'm feeling spicy and I go to Amazon Pods.
That's why Jelly has a VPN, is so that he can keep recording listens from different areas.
No, I have a VPN so I can. Never mind. I'm trying to be clean now.
Ryan's mom listens to
Ryan
the pod.
To explain that joke to his mom later.
Whatever. What's up, guys? What are we talking about today? The Wolves? Ugh, Rob? Yeah.
Bones?
Well, no, I mean, I'm really excited to be here because we actually have a surprise guest. We have everybody's mom actually on the guest line right now that's hopping in right now. We're going to have a 10-person pod. I'm excited to be here as well, too. I know no one asked me, but I'm excited to be here. I've met two-thirds of Crunch Wears No Pants in person when I went back playoffs 2024. I went for the game where the Wolves got eliminated by the Mavericks. I chose a very terrible game to go to, but I did get to see a lot of really beautiful people. And Brandon, unfortunately, I was not able to meet, so we're meeting for the first time today. So, really excited to chat with you guys, kind of talk some nonsense. My mom barely speaks English, so she is not going to be listening to this. But if we do some AI translation, you know, she'll be in.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't really go out in public, so it's really hard to meet me in person.
Yeah, he doesn't really like doing things outside of the four walls of his house. So,
I go to the gym. We'll figure out and my job.
We did go to Pizza Luce yesterday after the vintage drop. That was a great time.
Okay. Yeah, you guys got some good stuff. Why aren't you wearing it?
The vintage drop was good. Yeah. I mean, it was vintage clothing within the team store, which I thought was really. It's cool to see the trees back in the team store in an official capacity. I mean, everything went super quick. It was like a 50 or 60 piece capsule, so everything was like gobbled up quickly. I think so. Durf, you bought two things, I brought three things. So hey Brandon, what's 5 divided by 60? What's that percentage?
Math 5 man? Divided by 60, whatever 1/12 is.
Okay, so we bought
1.5% ish.
One sick that the podcast items. Bought 1/12 of the inventory.
No, it was also just funny that we were advertising it, and then we're probably the largest single buyer.
Well, sorry.
My favorite moment, though, before the doors opened, the lady behind us, like, looking in the glass at the stuff, and I don't think she realized that it was, like, actual, like, vintage merch, like, not, like, remade stuff, and she was looking in the window at some of the stuff, and she goes, "That one has a hole in it and it's ugly. Why are they selling that?"
That was so funny. It's like, oh my God. And they had whatever. It was great. Thank you for asking, Ryan. How are you? I didn't see you at the vintage drop. Are you you vintaged out?
I was not covering the game last night. Got other work duties to attend to this preseason, but yeah, looking forward to getting out to some games and covering some some regular season basketball. Because
yeah.
I don't know about you guys. Like, obviously, we all put out content around this team. And it's so you don't want to be like, well, like, it's a content opportunity, I guess. But it's just like, there's just not much to take away, personally. I mean, I guess Indiana, like, is just going to beat them forever. And the Wolves will beat Denver forever, I guess. But, like, other than Bones. Of course, Bones is the ultimate takeaway. But other than that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hide my opinions about the preseason. I don't think it means anything. I do not develop any opinions based off of anything that happened in the preseason.
You're just a Johnny Juzang hater. Bones. You're a Johnny Juzang hater. So right.
I'm a little nervous that the fan base might get a little attached to Johnny Juzang, and we might be in a Rhonda Hollis Jefferson situation.
Brandon, I thought it was crazy yesterday how you tweeted from the pod account, Johnny got me Juzang everywhere. I thought that was definitely
Brandon. Yeah, it's to a certain extent, it's palatable. The takes, to a certain extent, that go flying across the timeline. But the stuff that, like, people were really into the game and were really like, they got to pull out the W. And I'm like, get out of here. It doesn't matter who wins the game. Like, you can look at individual performances or, like,
nothing
specific.
Wins the game, none of it matters.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
me, damn it.
I'm saying, like, you can look at small things like, does Rob's shot still have a hitch in it? Like, very, very specific things. And again, you take that with a gigantic grain of salt. But the, like, come on, Wolves got to pull out a W for me. I'm like, get out of here. Come on.
Who was on the floor? I got to read out, like, just who was on the floor on that in that overtime. Because it's, I mean, I'm sure it's a, well, we should all come back together, like, in 2 years and just read off these names and be like, remember when people were living and dying with a preseason overtime game where
with Zion pulling and
all future on one hand it's annoying future but also it's like, you're allowed to crash out, who cares, go for it.
I mean,
get those,
yeah,
get those,
like,
tweets
do
out.
What you, no, do, I, do what you want to do, but
don't, I just think that you shouldn't,
you're very anti-freedom of speech, Brandon.
You
don't,
you
want to
develop any real opinions
preseason.
From the preseason, because it never ends up mattering. Shake Milton was going to be awesome. Bryn Forbes was going to be awesome. Nikhil Alexander-Walker was terrible. Like, none of that stuff ended up mattering.
Remember the preseason when, like, Vanderbilt and McDaniel started to get run? Oh, what a time.
Yeah, but
that
also
mattered.
Like the,
but
the
that
first
happened
mattered,
in the
Brandon.
Regular season the year before.
Did it? Was it the end of regular season?
Yeah, because Jaden's rookie year was the Finch year, and then he showed up and, like, didn't know who Jaden was. And then started playing
right.
Jaden and was like, holy shit, this guy's actually good.
Yeah. Leo, what do you have on the preseason? Give me, like,
your take. It's funny because we're talking about them. It seems like the majority of us, or those of you who were talking earlier, was that it doesn't really matter. Well, I stayed up until like 1 a.m. writing about that preseason. I wrote like 1,000 words on Johnny Juzang. Now, it was more about the identity piece and as like how many Asian players have actually played for the Timberwolves over the years and watching him go off for 20, hit 5 straight threes, like what that meant to me. And so, sure, okay, maybe the basketball side of it doesn't matter, but like in that same article, I talked about how the Wolves signed a Taiwanese player by the name of Jet Chang in their 2011 Las Vegas Summer League team. He didn't play a single minute. So, like,
but Jet Chang is a sick name.
It's a great
name. So is Johnny Juzang, right? So, you know, it's one of them things where, yeah, like, I had a lot of, I have fun watching because I'm one of those sickos. Like, I watch Iowa Wolves games. Like, you know, I'm
do you
want
to join our party bus?
Yo, I'm in there. I'm in there.
We're trying to get it. We're trying to organize a Panty Nation party bus trip down to Iowa for a.
Well, we're doing like a takeover game.
If we do 20 people,
so I'll be flying in. I don't know if it's a cheap flight to Iowa, but I am down.
No, you got to fly into Minneapolis and ride
the
party bus down.
Just get a contingent. Get a contingent over by you. Get a party bus. Meet us up. And we'll all go together. It'll be great.
I found a party bus for sale on Facebook Marketplace for $10,000. That thing will pay for itself.
Hell yeah.
I can use it to move my DJ equipment.
In a few years, if like party bus rentals, those really stack up when you're just renting party buses all the time.
Yeah, well, we looked at the prices, Brandon. If we do 3 weekends, it pays for itself.
Well, yeah. I bet you we could really get something going with it. Like in Dumb and Dumber, where they have the van that he drives with like the dog, but we did like a crunch theme one, like that would.
That's
a thing.
It's like a copyright.
We could just draw a bunch of crunch dongs all over that.
It's a litigation. It's a tail. It's a tale, Brandon. Don't not break the fourth
not
wall.
Not my world. Not the world I'm living in.
Not the world. Yeah. No, we'll do. What's the Iowa Wolves name again? The
Alpha.
Alpha.
You don't even care.
Alpha was giving you the sexy eyes last year, and you can't even remember their name.
The Alpha was crossing some lines.
Alpha wanted to bad.
Like, yeah, kept looking back at me after I rebounded the ball to Tristan Newton. That was
so Mrs.
something.
Acton, if you're listening to that, just meant that he really wanted Nate on his team. Like, Alpha really wanted Nate to play basketball with him.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what they say.
Among other things.
Yeah. Is there any other like takeaway from preseason that we want to get off? I don't want to say anything else about it.
I'm starting to get worried about Rob. And like you said, it's preseason and even summer league to a certain extent, like it's hard to take away stuff. It's just I don't know. It's more about like what they gave up to get him, and you'd like to see more. But ultimately,
what do they give up again, Ryan?
They give up a 2031 first and a 2030 swap, which to show how valuable that 2031 pick is, San Antonio already sent it out. Like, it's just like if they want to make another trade, they're now out of picks again until 2 years from now when the 2033 one unlocks.
I'm getting ahead of that, and I'm actually peddling the narrative that we made that deal to take TJ Shannon, and then we took Rob late in the first round.
Oh, we're doing that
because that's more palatable. That's more palatable. Yeah. The value taken away from the draft maybe works. But
I actually think it's a good way to view it because it's like it's a sunk cost. So if you get a home run pick out of Shannon and Rob ends up being whatever worst case scenario, like that's in on the net of that draft, you did well, but it's like,
just don't look at the item line,
right?
Or line item. I do think though, the Rob one is like, those are the type of things that I still like. I'm fine with those types of observations or those parts like takeaways from preseason, because it's like, if the negative things are still rearing their head, that's more of a takeaway than like, I don't know, is like the Johnny Juzang flamethrower, you know, like, is that something that repeatable? Maybe. Yes. But like, yes. I don't think, I mean, yes, obviously, but we'll have to see it in at least one other preseason game. And then I'm sold. I'm all in.
Right.
Bones is one though. That's like, you don't even need the sample size. We know that Bones is elite. There's no proving that needs to be happen. Like, he is the future of the point guard position.
Okay, I will say, there are plenty of reasons to be concerned about Rob. There are plenty of reasons to be excited about Bones. Those are not because of the preseason. Those existed long before this.
Yeah, it's just further proof.
Well, think about Rob's first preseason game last year. It was against the Lakers. He scored 20 points on super efficient. It's, you know, it's like the complete opposite. And look at how last year went for him. So, yeah, it is tough. I mean, yes, it is. He did not have a good game for those of you who didn't watch it. He, you know, had a lot of turnover issues and just kind of defensively was all over the place. But, yeah, I mean, I think the same questions remain. I don't think he got worse. He's clearly having some, you know, learning on the fly still. But, yeah, I mean, it is a thing where, you know, it's cool to see Bones out there. Like, I'm here for the vibes of it during preseason, right? I'm not going home like, all right, you know, the Wolves are just not a playoff team without Jaden McDaniels out there, you know, type of thing. Where it's like, yeah, he wasn't out there. It's not like they were playing their full team anyways. Like, they're still working out the Kings. So, yeah, I mean, like, any good storyline, that's kind of how I view it with preseason. Any good storyline, I'm taking it. Any bad storyline, don't want it.
Good. Smart. I like it.
This is way too much preseason talk. I hate
it. Okay, what do you want to talk about, Brandon?
I don't know.
Ryan, what do you got? Right, What's next on the show sheet?
Thank you guys for joining us today. That will do it for
the episode. Moms are going to come in now and do a segment on swearing.
Yeah,
why it's bad.
Yeah,
we had some just kind of questions for you guys. This recording will go on both feeds, but just to kind of for our listeners a little bit of background. Leo, kind of we were questioning about the Wolves things bracket that has swept up the internet. What stood out about making it for you guys? And one good question Leo had was, what was left on the cutting room floor? Like, what didn't make the bracket, or what should have? It sounds like the NCAA tournament's going to expand. If you guys expanded with it, was there something that's
in the play-in
should
tournament
have gone
of the bracket?
Right.
So I can speak the most to the Wolves things bracket because I make it every year. I asked
you can speak exclusively to the Wolves Things bracket.
I asked for
Jally and Derp's five or six things
input. Like when I basically go in and I make it, and then I'm like, "What do you guys have to add?" And they come up with a few things. But this is actually the fourth year that we've done the Wolves Things bracket. So if I'm being honest, there isn't that much stuff now that gets left on the cutting room floor, because basically what I do every year is take the bracket from the previous year and take like 20 to 30 of the things from the previous year and just kind of roll them forward and then try to come up with like 30 to 40 new things. And so it's really hard. Like we end up scraping the bottom of the barrel till the end of it. And I think like we've had most of the relatively like weird, funny, interesting stuff come up. It, like a lot of the new stuff is typically stuff from the previous year. But we always come up with a few things like this out of nowhere. We remembered the Ricky Rubio Loveline commercial this year. And that got in there. Jally, and we've been talking about this in the group chat. We are disappointed with
the voting.
The voting later in the rounds kind of like homogenizes to like the most boring stuff by the end of it. Like, the most exciting part of the bracket is like when we release it and everyone remembers all the weird, funny things in the first round. But then by the time you get to like the Elite Eight and the Final Four, it's like Game 7, the 2004 Western Conference Finals, like a couple jerseys. Like,
that's
so,
why you got to take those out.
Yeah.
Like, only deep cuts. Like, Bielitsa pulling his pants down. Like, you know, we only deep cuts, right?
That's but, a good, but that's part a good of move. The fun part of the fun of the Wolves Things bracket is the weird matchups where it's like it is Wolves Nuggets game 7 versus Nemanja Bielitsa pulling his pants down. And those are just two funny yeah. things to try to weigh against each other. But I think as the fan base has grown and the stuff is getting like promoted beyond like the weird niche Wolves Twitter, like a lot of people that just don't even know about that stuff are voting on Wolves sure. Nuggets game 7, which won 2 years in a row. And that's not going to be in the tournament next year because we can't just keep having that win every year.
Well, it'll be Wolves clinching the championship would probably end up winning next year's. But I mean,
sure.
Continue. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Jordan, yeah. Go ahead.
So here's my, I want to do it again with like a panel. I want to have like selected people, like let's say it's like Jim Pete, Dane,
Jim Pete and Dane are in the tournament.
That's fine. Okay, then we'll get
you want to load the ballots.
Okay, Henry Lake, Meat Sauce, and Katie Storm. And then we'll be like, we'll go through the bracket and they'll be like, they'll vote on it. And that way they can have a more clear and comprehensive picture. Because I don't want some 19-year-old who's an aunt Stan voting on it anymore.
They're not allowed.
I don't think everyone should vote. I think take away people's right to vote.
You don't like free and
Aunt Stan should get 3/5 of a vote. Right? Is that what you're saying, George?
Jeez. If you... Yeah.
Just say it.
That's what you're saying, Jordan. Yeah. Aren't you?
That is a great joke.
You're walking right... Just cut that.
Okay. Wow,
I do
Leo
think
with
too,
the
like,
most problematic thing a guest has ever said.
Well, no, he was speaking for Jally, so that was Jally. It does speak to kind of like the iterations of this bracket too, though, because our first one was in 2022, so the winning hadn't really happened, and so
it was almost exclusively
deep cuts and weird bits and whatever, because there wasn't these like insane winning, you know, number one defense, that kind of stuff to speak to. So like some of it's like spoiled fan base a little bit, which is weird to say about the Minnesota Timberwolves, but and then we've tried to like incorporate things from later seasons which have replaced some of the weird deep cuts. So it is hard to balance like the new stuff and the old stuff, I think, again speaking for Beck, as you do most of that. But
we also like another thing, we always get questions about how it's seeded, and people are like, how could you do these matchups, and how is this a one seed or a four seed? It is not seeded. It is completely random. Like, I plug in the 64 things into a list, do an Excel random number generator, and sort it, and that is how the matchups go, which is why we need to issue an apology to sponsor of the pod, Jordan Dye, because
massacred
he
every
gets
year.
The most... brutal matchups every season. You got Naz Reid games in the first round this year, and by when I took the screenshot and sent it to the group chat, he was literally getting shut out. It was like 50-0.
Yeah, tough luck for a friend in person. Like, I'm sorry we did podcast. This to you,
Jordan.
It's tough. Tough luck.
Well, now you got to rig it so that happens every year because it's just a bit.
It's a good bit. It is a good bit.
You should maybe try and seed it, but do it in like the most to get the results that you want. Load it kind of like what Nate was saying, where it's like, all right, have the championship one be on the first like bracket. Like so they have to eliminate one of the ones that was from the championship and build out so only shitty ones can win at the end. Or
like the electoral college.
Do
you
like that,
right? Well, electoral college.
Gerrymander. Gerrymander.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for letting us talk about that. It's cool, and Brandon's one of the smartest things Brandon's ever done. And Brandon does a lot of smart things.
I don't think it's one of the smartest things I've ever done.
Yeah, it is. It's
done some pretty smart stuff.
Yeah, you have.
Let's not talk about how long it took for us to get everyone loaded up on this pod with their cameras and audio
work I've ever done. The smartest thing I've ever done was successfully log into the call on the first try.
Yeah, Riverside's tough, dude.
Yeah. Okay, so talking about smart things, so y'all are kind of known as, at least in my mind, is known as like a pod of the people, like a pod of the fans, like it's for the people, like it's not like all right for the nerds that are like really into the analytics, like it's kind of a vibes type of pod, right? And so what was the kind of origin for that? Now, you know, I'm often a listener of the pod. Now, for those that maybe, you know, don't know that much about pod or just started listening recently in the last couple of years, like how did it all start? Like what was the origin of, hey, you know what? The three of us just get together. Was there like a fourth person like Destiny's Child that got left behind that people don't know about? You know what I'm saying? Like what was the origin of Crunch Wears No Pants?
Wow. This question's
for
me.
The origin is that Jally was famous.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Don't do this.
Okay.
So I had a guy, I worked at an ad agency, and then a guy who worked before me at the ad agency started Pull Tab Sports, and he does the Wild podcast, John King. And he asked one of my friends to do a Wolves podcast. He was the head of my department. He goes, I'm not going to do that. I have a guy who used to be in radio. That would be great for this huge Wolves fan. And I always want to start a Wolves podcast, but the COO who drove Go963 into the ground did not want to ever do a podcast because he was a fucking idiot. So I never got a chance to do it. But then my boss was like, hey, like you should connect with John and do a Wolves podcast. And my one criteria was, okay, but I get to pick my co-host. So I picked Brandon and Nate because why do people like morning shows? Why do people like podcasts? It's camaraderie. It's built in. People love the power trip for that reason. They love the 93X morning show. And radio stations sink hundreds of thousands of dollars into shows that fucking suck because the hosts are never friends. Whereas we have 15 years of friends. Friendship. We have 15 years of friends. Would you like to... You got
so
any friends?
Friends?
Do you got any friends?
You don't have any friends.
So like we have the friendship and the camaraderie already built in. And I've coached personalities. Brandon's an analytics a genius. Nate's a sports guy and an improv comedian. I know how to organize talent. So like when I say like the show is good because of them, it's because that we just have this Venn diagram of stuff. So I'm the first listener and they just be entertaining. So the show works because we're friends and you guys are good at talking into a microphone. So that's how it started. And then it just kind of grew because it was a missing weirdo section in the audio space. Sorry, I just kind of cleared out there for a second. Would you guys agree with my appraisal of the situation?
Yeah, I think we, when we started this, it really vibes was kind of the thing that we threw down as being like, we want to focus on the vibes of the team. We want to kind of be like one of our original slogans that we were throwing around is like your Wolves group chat personified, because that's kind of where this, I mean, we've been friends for 15 years, but like we've been in a Wolves chat of like eight buddies that just text through violently throughout the season, throughout like just overreactions and memes and just insane stuff. And we're like, this is the fun part of being a fan, and like especially a Wolves fan that was just mired in like so much mediocrity and just bad basketball for so long that like you just have to, you're a little bit insane if you're a Wolves fan through those years, like just to live through some of the craziness. So we don't want to compete with the, we didn't want to compete with the Dane Moores of the world because they do.
We do now.
Well, it's one of the biggest podcasts in the country.
Now we do. But But I mean, that level of like X's and O's, it's just not like that. They're doing an excellent job. There's no need to compete with them. Like, let's do what we're good at, which is being dumbasses on the mic and making stupid memes and trying to make people laugh and have a good time. So that's kind of what we're all about.
And like the appeal with being just like the place to have fun, like it is like the basement, it is like the Buffalo Wild Wings, and being in the booth, is that it's fun to pull Dane onto the show and be like, tell us the Theo Ratliff massage chair story. Like, we know you have them. And that's why people like the Dane and Kyle episodes, because X's and O's, and well, like, there's
Kyle
a friendship
weird
there.
Analogies.
Exactly. And like, and Brit, you know, there's lots of examples of this, but it's fun to take serious people and make them do stupid things. It's fun to be like, hey Britt, you tweeted come, what's up with that?
We gotta have him on to talk about Titty Nope.
Titty Nope is crazy. So that's the TLDR. I don't want to be on like my radio and audio entertainment high horse about it, because I can be long-winded about it, but it's fun to do with my friends, and it's fun not to be under the control of a COO who doesn't understand how modern audio entertainment works.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Jally Jally left out the other big thing, which is that Jally is just a huge celebrity in Minnesota.
Don't do this, Brandon.
So we started with a foundation of Jally's fame to build off of, which was a huge deal.
Tell me about that, Brandon. So what is this? What is this?
So this has
I'm
been
not
a
in Minnesota, so I don't get to
do,
see the,
don't yeah. do this.
So this is a running thing in our group chat for a long time, where we were trying to figure out if Jally was a top 100 non-athlete Minnesota celebrity. We were like, are there 100 people in Minnesota that are not professional athletes or college athletes that are more famous than Jordan? And the only person that didn't think it was true was Jordan.
That's not true. If the radio station failed, so the premise flops.
Jordan, you were one of the three featured secret people at my company for the Masked Giver campaign.
Can you remind me what that was? My brain injury deleted that from my brain.
So at my job, during like the United Way campaign or something, they had local Minnesota celebrities do like videos where they were wearing a mask and like describing who they were. And people had to guess who the celebrities were based off of like what they said and their voices and stuff to win prizes from United Way. And one of my coworkers sent me a link to this thing because there was a Twins player in it. And I don't remember who the Twins player was, but they were like, do you know who the Twins player in this thing was? And I watched the whole video and I was like, yeah, I know the Twins player. Also, that's my friend Jordan in the video right after him.
Jordan, do you remember the Twins player?
I'm curious. No.
What year would this have been?
It was like 2018 or 19.
Yeah, I think it was pre-pandemic. Okay. Also, for the longest time at CHS Field, there was a photo of Jordan above one of the urinals.
I can't believe that was up for years after the radio
station
went under.
It's gone now. It's finally gone.
Oh, thank God.
Was the mask giver the giver who is much too nice to randoms like ourselves on
the givers?
On
the voice of the voiceless?
He was not one of the mask.
The voice of the voiceless?
Yeah.
He hits a button and his chair turns around.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely wouldn't have picked a non-top 100 Minnesota celebrity to do that.
I just think that's because because our radio station did stuff with them.
It was like you and like Miguel Sano or something.
Miguel Sano, dude.
I don't think it was Miguel Sano.
I interviewed Miguel Sano at Twins Fest, and I asked him all about like his upbringing and his taste in music, and it was so much fun. My approach to interviewing people at Twins Fest was just to not talk about baseball, because baseball sucks. It's so boring.
How dare you?
Sorry.
I want to try to figure out who this twin. Do you remember was it a Hispanic player? Was it a white player? Do you remember?
I'm gonna be honest. I have no idea. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, Brandon,
but
can you
immediately
him based
knew. I'm a big
features of his like skin color.
What race was he?
I'm a Twins fan, so where I did know from? Who it was immediately, but I don't remember.
God.
In my head, it's gonna be J. Cave, so we'll go with that.
Oh, a white man.
What security do about it?
Sorry, what's up?
No, so I mean, I have this, you know, I've mentioned this to Ryan before, but one of my dream ideas that, you know, I don't know, at some point in the future would be to do like, I don't know if any of y'all remember, there's a game show called like Hollywood Squares or something like that, you know, where there's a bunch of celebrities and stuff. It's just me, Jordan by himself. No, I'm just kidding. No, but but my goal was to have like each pod be able to participate in like, each Wolves pod be able to participate. So, you know, you have, you know, Dane here, and you have, like, you know, Phil Mackey, and you have, like, you know, whoever, Daily Wolves, you know, you guys, and Crunchware, or the boy Lynx pod, and kind of do like a Jeopardy type beat with them, where it's like you have different categories where it's like, you know, whatever, deep cuts from like different pods, like, oh, like, you know, what was the thing that happened on this episode of this pod, and like whatever.
Oh.
Just because I feel like it'd be really awesome to see like the spectrum, because I feel like I don't listen to a shit ton of sports pods, but I've seen enough, and I have friends that, you know, do their pods as well too. They're I feel like the Timberwolves have a really great diversity of podcasts, like of different people, different backgrounds, different focuses, different vibes and things like that. And I feel like it'd be cool to do like a, you know, multiverse, you know, type of thing like that, of like what's going on with like Wolves pods and things like that. So that's always like an idea I had formulated. But I think it's cool because, I mean, y'all are definitely on like one side of the scale of like there's the X's and O's and there's like the vibes. And you guys are definitely like, not
all about the vibes.
Any X's and O's, but it's heavy on the vibes. And so I would love, like, to see kind of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. But like Jordan said, like our goal, especially when we have like the X's and O's people on, is to like pull them out of their comfort zone.
Sure.
Because they can talk about the X's and O's on their pod. But like, mm-hmm. Until he talked to us, yeah. No one knew that Dane sold a massage chair to Theo Ratliff.
Yeah. And also, Britt, tell me about Woodstock. You know, like, I know you were there.
Tell me about the time you tweeted come and
did
he
know? How many drugs did you take?
Oh, I love
like,
it.
I would love to see the opposite. Like, what if Dane pulled Jolly in and was like, all right, so you know, what were you, what
we've
you
seen
about?
Break down
this
pick and roll coverage.
Being on Dane's pod is a very intimidating thing. You end up saying things like Bones Highland means that we're a free agent destination.
Or
especially with the premise of when we go up there, the people that are sitting directly behind us are like, who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah, we got a direct swear on the pod.
That's my favorite story.
That was a direct quote.
Ryan,
so what is that story? Yeah,
So we were special guests on the like the leading up to the playoffs episode of the Daymore NBA podcast. What an honor. At Treasure Island. Big live show for one of like he has like a partnership with him, doesn't he? So it's like,
yeah.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Like, he's bringing us out to like show up to a sponsor. That's crazy. So the last guest he had at a live show was Alex Rodriguez.
Everyone was like, it's Kevin Garnett.
So then so Dane and Kyle are like, all right, coming up for the back half of the show, the guys from Crunch Wears No Pants. And as we were walking up, Nate's wife heard a person say, who the fuck are these guys?
She's like, I don't want to look at these guys for this whole show,
which is fine. So that just again,
We proceeded to say things like Bones Highland means that we're a free agent destination and I hope Obi Toppin dies.
Yeah, that was we were not playing to a home crowd on that one. But that's fine. It is what it
but
is.
That
what
fits
else
your
guys
is that fits your guys is perfect. Like, wouldn't it be lame if everyone's like, yeah, I like these guys. These are great. No, it's fun.
It would be totally if everyone said they liked us.
But it's more fun if it's like half the audience goes, who the fuck are these?
It is much better. I like the dude, I'd much rather have that than what used to be said on the text line about me. Like people would text into the radio station, they'd say really mean things, or we'd have focus groups and they'd say really mean things. So I'd rather have that kind of bluntness. Shout out to all the podcast listeners. They have not ran the country into the ground at all.
The version of that now is like the other day on Wolves Reddit, it was like they were ranking Dane's guests. And it's just, I was like, this is weird.
Where
I know all
Crunch
these people
no
personally. I don't remember if that was in
there. Probably
it was just
don't
like,
remember us.
You had to hit the three dots to to expand.
Ranking Dane's guests is such an us bit. We should do it right now. To Dane's guest draft, we're not going
to
do that. That's very
I don't want to offend anyone, but Brit's number one.
Of course.
Again, I know
our
these
guests.
People,
Brit,
I know all these people
come.
Personally, and it's just it was incredibly weird to read that on Reddit. I'm like, do you guys know that these are real people and not just the people on your headphones?
Part of me is kind of like, did you bring it upon yourself because you put yourself out there? And this is me speaking about someone who's like been putting myself out there for a while. So I'm kind of like, did I ask for by putting myself out there? But also part of me is like, why would you even have the audacity to say that if you don't even have the balls to do that yourself? Like, if you're not putting yourself out there, it's kind of like, then you don't have a really like to stand
that
up
is,
and talk
maybe
shit.
Maybe that is them putting themselves out there.
Behind
calling you a piece of shit.
Is ranking.
Doxing you because of my Joel Embiid tweets.
But it's just, hating is just so I love hating. But it's so reductive. Like, my Stranger Things hate brain. Like, you guys maybe don't know this. I've been hating on Stranger Things, but I know it's good. But I'm hating on it just to, like, be a piece of shit.
Is it good, though? You know?
It's just mad reductive, and I just don't appreciate it. So part of me is like, yeah, if you are a public person, like, and you're putting things out there, like, people are gonna hate, and that is what it is, and it doesn't really matter. But also part of me is like, oh, you can't really hate because you're not even doing shit. So like a commenter, like, what are you doing? Probably nothing.
Yeah, like, you're like, you're
exactly what a top 100 Minnesota celebrity would say.
Yeah, beneath me. Yeah, I got it.
What else should we talk about?
So anyways, Brian.
Yeah, anyways, I don't want to talk about Brandon. That makes me so uncomfortable. Why would you do that on the microphone?
Do we want to do like a favorite obscure random Wolves player over the years? Oh. Like, do you guys have a name that comes to mind?
Those are all the best ones, good. Ryan. That's such a great question. I'm trying to think.
I like Fred Hoiberg. I'm an Iowa State guy, so I'm going to like go with my homework pick here. Fred Hoiberg being like the random bench scorer. Like, Fred would not be a player that, like, it's a like Steve Kerr is a similar type of player. Like, I don't think those types of players were.
What
just
do they
like,
have in common?
Yeah, small little white guys. those guys really aren't in the NBA. Like, you need like another skill.
Derp, if you say Luka Garza next, we're gonna have some real problems.
No, you know my answer. You know my answer is Greg Monroe. Greg Monroe is a top 10 Timberwolf all time. Easy.
I mean, I have two answers. The obvious answer is for me is Bones Highland. Like, I've become the Bones Highland guy on Twitter because I mocked him in trades to the Wolves in three straight years and then it happened. But the other answer is also a white
guy. God damn it.
It was a running bit in
Brian
my family.
Cardinal?
I like became a Wolves fan, like, 05, 06 ish. So right when they started getting really, really bad was when I hopped on the bandwagon.
You're too late.
The first game I remember like watching start to finish, Marko Jarić made like 5 threes. Marko Jarić was my favorite player for the first like 2 years of my Wolves fandom.
That's pretty sick. I mean, if it makes you feel any better, Johnny Juzang is probably my random favorite Wolves player, and he hit 5 threes too yesterday in a row. So
yeah, but mine happened in a game that counted.
Well, look, I'm going to say this. As the only non-white guy that's recording here today, I will mention a couple non-white random favorite Wolves players. One of them is, I'm just saying this to shout myself out, is Mo Williams, who once dropped 52 points for the Timberwolves.
Shout out, Mo.
They were 6-31, I think, after they won that game. But I am actually wearing a game-worn warm-up from that game of Mo Williams scoring 52 points that I won off like some random-ass like auction at the end of the year.
It fits you?
Oh, no, it like goes like way past like. It goes,
okay,
like, way
I was
going to
say,
arms,
like,
but
are you the size of Mo Williams?
I'm actually 6'3". Yeah.
Is that his from that game?
It's what it said. And it does have like a game-issued like tag on the back that says like. It
that's
has a
so
date
fire.
And, like,
that's
so
crazy.
You know, I never wear this out because. You know, it's probably, I could probably sell this for a lot of money one day, but no, I love me some Mo Williams. He did not make it a full year with the Timberwolves. But yeah, that's one of my guys that I love. And I was just going to say, like, I love Johnny Juzang. I love Kyle Anderson. Any Asian player that's ever played for the Wolves, that's my favorite player.
I had one season of Rodney Carney.
I
was a big
stuff.
Rodney Carney guy too.
Dude, yeah. There's flashes in his tenure. I was like, hey, he might turn it around. He didn't turn it around, but it was close. I mean, obviously Michael Beasley, but he was too good to be like a random player.
Yeah, it's not random. He's
I know. That's what
today.
I was like.
Yeah, no one who was
like Jamal Crawford, but again,
that's
too good.
Do you guys want to hear a take that I'm going to stand by?
Please.
Beasley can still get you 12 off the bench in the NBA. I don't know why Tim hasn't made the call.
How old is he?
Like, I don't know if he can get 12 in the
not,
big
he's
three.
Not that old.
I just
he's
watched
probably...
He just won a big three championship.
Did he get more than 12?
Yes.
The problem was ever that Michael Beasley, people thought Michael Beasley couldn't score.
No,
we
that's
did,
one thing
we
he's
did,
very good at.
We did find out when we had Craig Smith on the pod that he's planning on a big three resurgence. So he's training for it.
Yeah, he was rehabbing a knee injury or an ankle injury.
Yeah, I think it was a knee. And he just had a kid, so he's like focusing on the family right now. But he is training for it.
I would love to see Michael Beasley and Naz Reid team up for like a dispensary, you know?
Oh, I thought you were talking about on the court, like a two-man game.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's
and Jaden.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Jaden.
Yeah, and Jaden, right?
Yeah.
I think you guys don't like this take, and it really makes me angry. You guys don't see it, Ryan? You don't see it at all? Thank you, Leo.
I mean,
that's
like
because I followed you on Twitter in 2013. I know you see it.
He's like half a decade younger than LeBron. So it's like, I don't know, maybe.
Yes. Good. Brandon doesn't because he hates everything I
say. I
think Michael Beasley could score in the league. I think the problem with Michael Beasley was never that he couldn't get 12 points off the bench. It was all the other stuff.
I watched him reject Jeremy Lin during Lin Sanity. Sorry, Leo.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm a respectfully, you know, Jeremy Lin is a noted Michael Beasley fan as well, too, just like he was Kenyon Martin. So, you know, I will respectfully clap back the same way that he did to Kenyon Martin when he was being hated on. So,
fire.
Speaking of, Keelan Martin was also a like Timberwolves favorite of mine.
A random wolf of the
you
week.
You and
like
D'Angelo Russell.
D'Lo, my God.
Oh, yeah. They were besties, weren't they?
Best yeah, from like friends. High school or something.
I think Andre Kirilenko could still get us 12 off the bench.
Yep, that's not
at,
a random. Andre Kirilenko made an all-star team.
No, I know, but if we're just talking about old guys that could still get 12 off the bench.
Well, no, Andre Kirilenko is probably like 50.
I like how this has turned from random favorite Wolves player to random Wolves player that could score 12 points off the bench.
Yeah, I know.
Andre Kirilenko is 44
years
old.
We're trying to make the Wolves better right now.
Andre Kirilenko didn't even average 12. Andre Kirilenko didn't even average 12 when he was like 30.
Alexei Pechorov was like a Holy Grail autograph Beck has on his wall that I bought for him.
Hell yeah.
It is, yes. Okay.
I found Ryan the only Cardinal, autograph photo.
I have a Sprewell jersey that I wish I had it next to me right now, but it's super stained from like beer and stuff, right? But it has a bunch of autographs. It has a bunch of autographs I have going from like that dark time of the Wolves era. So I have like Michael Doliak, I have Jason Collins, I have Brian Cardinal. I have all those dudes like autographs all on that same jersey right there. And so I don't know what's
incredible.
Doing
it,
but it
exists. On Facebook Marketplace right now, there is a Latrell Sprewell jersey that is signed by Mike Conley that a person's been trying to sell for $500 forever.
All right.
What is the crossover? Just Mike Conley?
I'm guessing he was just
wearing his
Latrell Sprewell jersey at an opportunity where Mike Conley was there, and he was like, it was kind of a Sam, what is it, like Randy Jackson signs the samurai sword situation.
It's all I had on me at the time.
That's so funny.
From Step Brothers.
God, that's
but
so
like,
great.
So it's just like got a Mike Conley signature on it. I mean, it's probably one of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Usually.
But it's so nuanced.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to try and get a Mike Conley autograph on my Sprewell jersey, too, just to run him out of the market to be like, hey, yeah. 450.
You list yours for 400.
Population 2.
Have extra autographs on there, too. It's not just Mike Conley. I think Josh Howard is on there. So,
ooh, Josh Howard. There's a great random wolf.
Yeah. It would be a good really bit thought... to try to get as many signatures on the Sprewell jersey that's not Sprewell.
It's just going to turn into a mass, just like scribble of a bunch of things where I'm just going to take a marker, just pretend to scribble autographs on there. No one will know like who's on there.
Until they take it to Beckett or PSA and they go, oh my God, this guy scammed me.
Worth.
Yeah. All right. Do you guys have any, I want Ryan and Leo, I want you guys to give me some takes you have for the upcoming season. I want to know stocks that you're buying and stocks that you're selling in terms of the franchise. Could be players, could be concepts, could be ideas. What are you buying? What are you selling?
For long term, Berenger. I mean, not this year. I really don't think, barring injuries, he's going to play very much. But long term, I think they really like Berenger. And if, I mean, they're in however many years, you're going to need to find like a backup center to Rudy. And I do like the idea of like Nas and Berenger, like that type of back or front court would be fun. Maybe hot take. I think they'll be the 2 seed at the end of the regular season.
Fire.
I don't think they're better than Denver in a playoff sense, even really all that close. I just think like they're built to win regular season games. That's true. Well, that's kind of why, like, I think they're a good step behind OKC and Denver in terms of like championship odds or equity. But like OKC, as far as 60 plus win teams go, they don't seem unbeatable. I thought a lot of the Wolves' issues in that series were their own making. That probably undersells OKC too. But like you mentioned, the other team, I think OKC or Denver will win the title this year, and the Wolves just have Denver's number. And I think what goes undersold in that matchup is we thought it was like Rudy and Kat, and maybe to a lesser extent Rudy and Randall. Like that was why they were. It's because they have no one to guard Ant, and that for any Wolves matchup, the two you got to look at: does the other team have a all defense wing player they can throw on Ant, or do they have a rim protector, even a mediocre one? And Denver, Jokic is a good defender, like a good team defender. He's not as bad as, like, just if you just watch his defensive highlights, if there are any. He's much better than that, but he's not like a rim protection isn't what he's good at. And so, like, that's the biggest thing. And that maybe that leads me to my last large take is, like, the Wolves have Anthony Edwards and a solid team around him. That's a team that should win a lot, should win a ton of games. And so, and with a matchup like Denver, Ant is good enough at this point. If you don't have a specific way to guard him, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for you. He's not at the point yet where, like, a team, he's going to have lesser production against a solid defensive team like Oklahoma City, where Jokic, there's nothing you can do. My favorite memory from last year was Nikhil, who his cousin won MVP. And even he was like, yeah, you guys know who I'm voting for, but, like, oh my God, that was, like, I think he had a 60-point triple double that night.
Great game.
That game rocked.
I'm as high on Ant as really can be. But yeah, those are my takes.
We did almost put Nikhil's game against Denver in that double overtime game on the Wolves things bracket. I opted against it because I didn't know how to type it out succinctly enough to fit it on the bracket.
It's a paragraph.
Russell Westbrook misses a layup and then fouls Nikhil Alexander, who sinks two free throws to win in double overtime. Right?
I can't believe I'm so happy they won that game because I wouldn't have been able to leave the arena.
Oh, yeah. Jolly was there.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there and I was talking a lot of shit. And, like, when they were down 20, I'm like, I'm not worried about it. And I was, like, pointing at people. I tripped their mascot because their mascot kept hitting me with his tail, like, intentionally. So then I tripped him.
Didn't you post the picture on Twitter of the too much time? And it was
zero. Yeah, it was too much time. And we were, like, it said we were
down. As we were shooting the free throws.
With 0 seconds left. But, yeah, I was walking around Ball Arena like I was Pac, bro. I was pointing at people. I was talking loud.
You were drunk off the Casamigos, weren't you?
I was not. I was, that's right. I was for the first half, not for the second half. It wore off, but that was great. It was a good time. Also, Ryan, to put a bow, not to center myself, to put a bow on your Nuggets thing, it's crazy how good they got just by getting rid of Michael Porter Jr.
Dude. Even just from a vibe.
Did you see? Okay. Did you see what he said about his brother?
No.
Yeah. The gambling thing?
The pod? Yeah. So I'm going to paraphrase it. He was like,
oh, the vices thing?
Yes, he said,
yeah.
Like, so, people all have our vices. He says, my brother's is gambling, and mine is women. And he's like, okay, cool, bro. Good for you. Like, well, what?
And that was, like, the start of his, like, podcast appearances, where he's just saying problematic thing after problematic thing. And it was like, good God. And then Jokic's interview where he's saying he listed off all of the friends that left him and just left off MPJ. Like, everyone in the last 3 years that's left Denver except for
him. Then, like, the Nuggets coach also was like, yeah, he's had an eventful offseason.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, people it's really funny, crazy.
Yeah, mine's women. Like, we get it, bro. You have sex. Congrats. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, Anthony Edwards say the same thing, probably. I mean, it's all good. All the greats do it. Right? All the greats do it.
All the greats. Yeah, Leo, what are you buying? What are you selling? What are some takes going into the season?
Yeah, I'll follow Ryan's kind of general, like, you know, template. I mean, short term, I'm buying on Johnny Juzang. All right. You've heard it here.
I love it.
Once, you've heard it twice. I love it. You've heard it here three. Johnny Juzang is going to be a great 11th man on the Timberwolves. Okay, he is going to hit a Matt Ryan-esque three to seal a game in some non-discrept, like, April game when the Wolves have locked up the number one seed already. Like, it's, I feel it. I feel it in my putting out of 10. I feel it in my bones. All right, so I am in on Johnny Juzang. You know, even on a serious note, I mean, he is an NBA player with NBA skill, with at least one elite NBA skill. You can definitely shoot the shit out of the rock. And so, you know, I think the Wolves really need that, especially losing Nikhil. I mean, TJ's going to have to prove he can shoot. Jalen Clark's going to have to prove he can shoot. And so, you know, they need some semblance of a shooter. And obviously, you know, Bones, Johnny, those are guys that, you know, are on the fringe rotation. Again, they're not going to play a shit ton of minutes. But, you know, in the case that Wolves are trying to bomb away to kind of come back, I do like that. A little bit of stocking up for real. Long-term-wise, though, I am, like, in on Rocco Zakarski. I've seen enough out of
interesting. What do you like about it?
Him, I love how big he is. I feel that he has a ceiling big. of a of Boban Marjanovic. I think he'd be as good as that. He's a dude that will be on any random team. He's like, we can use a big guy to guard an inbounds, you know, pass at the end of the game.
And great vibes.
Great vibes.
Incredible vibes.
Yeah, silly dude. And honestly, I think his floor is pretty high. Like, and that's not a height pun. Like, I honestly think that, like, he could at least do, like, he showed some touch. He's not just some, like, lumbering, like, dude. I feel like a hot take of mine is that we're going to see Hustle 3, The Streets, starring Kermit Wiltz, Anthony Edwards, that Rocco Zakarski is going to be the main other person in that movie, starring across from Amp.
Did they do a Hustle 2?
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's going to be
a
trilogy later. Yeah, a trilogy later.
The Hustle
later,
Cinematic Universe?
Yes, Hustle 3, The Streets, where Ant is like slinging stuff in the streets.
Is Wancho keeping in shape? Like, is Wancho still in basketball shape to do Hustle 2?
I feel like that movie doesn't get talked about enough from like
a
Wolves fandom
movie.
Perspective. The timing of like in Wolves history, by the time it comes out, like Wancho records that as a Wolf and he's on the Celtics by the time it comes out. I just watched that movie and I was just like laughing the entire time. Anytime Ant was on the screen, it was just like, why is Ant here? Why is Wancho the star? Why is Ant here? This is amazing.
And it's just funny that Ant played himself. Like, what playing against Ant is like.
And basically, Wancho cast him in that movie, apparently. Like, Wancho's like, oh, Ant's awesome. You should put him in this thing.
Hell yeah. Adam Sandler, such a good listener.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those, like, you know, I think Ant has already mentioned that. I think they asked him during media day. Ryan, you were there, where they asked him about, like, you know, which players have impressed you the most so far. And he said, oh, the two rookies, talking about Yoan and Rocco. And so, you know, again, Rocco seems like a fun dude. Love to see him play a little bit more. As you said, when we take that party bus down to Iowa, you know, we should all get Rocco Zakarski jerseys. Dude, low-key, if you do not follow the Iowa Wolves or any listeners, they have a great jersey kit. Like, every year, they do new jerseys for, like, different nights, and they're super sick. You know, funny little random story. One time, they did API Heritage Month, or I think it's Korean History Night or something like that. So they had these, like, a Korean artist that designed, like, a whole jersey, like, top and shorts. And I remember, tweeting at them. I was like, yo, like, what do I got to do to get my hands on some of them shorts? Like, out of context, it sounds weird, but, like, I was talking about the actual jersey shorts, right? And then the Iowa Wolves account DM'd me and said, like, oh, what's your address? And I was like, I hope they understood what I was talking about. It's about the address. They're like, hey, Leo, what size shorts you wearing here, buddy? But they did ask me for a size, and they sent me a pair of the Iowa Wolves Korean
That's
History
awesome.
Night shorts. Yeah, and I wear those to go play pickup, you know, with my guys every Thursday. Not every Thursday, but when I wear them, like, oh, that's cool. Where'd you get that from? I was like, oh, these these are team issued. Like, and you can't really get them. Yeah.
Not as fun.
There's no pockets. Sick. That's how you know. It's my little flex on them. But
yeah. Iowa Wolves rock.
They are great. Yeah. We are so blessed.
They were not great last year. They were actually really, really bad last year.
But they were
not
fun.
Necessarily at basketball. They rock as an entity.
Yes, I agree.
I won't do any Iowa Wolves slander.
Yeah, no. And Ryan, I mean, you said you went to school in Iowa. Is that right?
Yeah, so, I went to school in Iowa State, so I've been to that Wells Fargo Arena many a time.
Dude, take us through, man. You'll be that cool alum that shows up, you know, be like, yo,
like, it's Ryan, he's back.
Yeah. He's like,
I did go to the preseason game there last year, and one of the Iowa State beat writers was there covering from the Des Moines Register, covering basically Luka Garza. He was on the Luka Garza beat that day.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah. Is there any other takes we want to get off before we go to bed? Bed sounds so cool.
I have an RWOW if we want to play RWOW.
Oh my god, it's time for Random Wolf of the Week.
RWOW.
All right, Ryan and Leo, you guys are the guests. You guys are the featured folks. You guys get the hidden free guests. Who is the Random Wolf of the Week this week? Discuss amongst yourselves.
Ryan, I'm pretty sure it's Johnny Juzang.
Well, I'm sorry, Leo. Johnny Juzang is literally ineligible because the rules are they have to have played at least one regular season game for the Wolves.
It was real to me.
Maybe someday.
Real to me.
Maybe it's Adrian Payne.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah, I was just going to say. Actual R.I.P. Yeah.
Is Adrian Payne the guess?
No, I don't know.
You get five hints.
There are no bad guesses as long as they play.
We have talked about We have talked about how funny it would be if the game was just guess the random wolf, and then you just got one guess. And they were like, "Nope, that's not it." End of show.
See you next week.
No one went. I, okay,
it's like
so
taking
I,
a card off the top of the deck.
So I do have a question. Ahead, so as far as how you picked, how y'all got this random wolf, is it like a randomly generated kind of thing, or is it no? Like it's like a real player. It's not like some dude that played like 1 minute. Yeah. Like in
so
the 90s.
So it's the only rule. The only rules are it has to be someone who has played for the Wolves for at least one game in their career. It can be a guy who has only played one game, but we typically do, like, we typically don't go like so deep cut like some rando from like the like 94 team or whatever.
Like Tyrone Wallace or something that played. That was a guy.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, but
Anyone who's played can technically be eligible.
Ryan, okay, I'll give you. You do the first. I mean, I don't. Did my John Jews Inc. count, guess count or no? Since then,
no, that okay, all right. We'll count it, and you'll get a second hint for you.
Hell
guess.
Yeah. Okay.
JJ Barea.
JJ Barea is incorrect. Hint number one: he was drafted fourth overall.
Oh.
Oh boy.
It cannot be Wesley Johnson, can it?
That's kind of where my
no
brain
Wes
went.
Johnson. We did Wes Johnson recently, so it's not Wes.
I bet he wasn't drafted by the Wolves. I think that would have been too obvious for a first guess or first clue.
I do have an incredibly quick Wesley Johnson story. He was at Iowa State, and Jimmy Butler came to tour Iowa State, and basically Wesley Johnson told him, "Yeah, Jimmy, don't come here." And Wesley Johnson quickly transferred to Syracuse, and Jimmy went to Marquette.
Oh my god!
Interesting. Very Jimmy-like. I'm trying to remember where Chauncey Billups was drafted. Like, what's like?
I like Chauncey. That's good. That's a good.
I mean,
Googling. I'm assuming
the hints get progressively easier. So the first one, it's going to be like unless you have like a shoe in, you can just throw Chauncey out there if you feel good about it.
Yeah, throw Chauncey. We still have a bunch more picks. Let's do Chauncey.
Chauncey Billups is incorrect. Hint number two. This is a good jolly hint. He wore number 42.
Number 42, you say?
Oh, Kevin Love?
But Kevin Love was not the fourth pick.
Yeah, he's not the fourth pick.
Timberwolves number 42 in history. Well, there's obviously Kevin Love.
So he's probably a big man.
He's drafted that high. He can't be that random then.
Mitchell. Wasn't Sam Mitchell 42? My wife.
Okay. Without
Daniel
giving
Marshall?
I don't think he was 42, was he? Maybe?
He was. My wife has a Daniel Marshall jersey.
Oh, I thought he was 8 or something.
No, 42 for the Wolverines.
I feel fine about that guess if you want to. Daniel
Marshall.
I bet it is.
Damn it, I should have put the number hint lower. It is Daniel Marshall. Hey. Hint number 3 is so good. Hit number 3, he was one of only 7 players in NBA history to make 12 three-pointers in a game. And he was the second player to ever do it.
Hit
number 4 was he played for 8 teams, Seattle, Philadelphia, Chicago, Minnesota, Toronto, Cleveland, Utah, and Golden State. And hit number 5 was he was traded 1-for-1 for Tom Gugliotta.
He played for way too many. Like, it's like, that's a journeyman. It was pretty good.
Did not know. You look at his career highs, they're crazy. He had like a 24 rebound game at one point.
He's just all over the floor. He plays the game the right way.
Daniel Marshall, the only thing that really, like, I mean, other than the stuff you talked about that I think of when I think of Daniel Marshall, have y'all ever seen, this is like kind of a millennial reference to the internet here, but there was that video of best rap battle ever, worst rap battle ever, featuring Eli from the class of 90. So there's a main guy, and I feel bad because I don't know, he may be neurodivergent or something like that, who's rapping in it. But Daniel Marshall really looked like the kid from that. That's always made that. Y'all can look that up. It's called Worst Rap Battle of All Time. I'm sure it's got millions of hits on YouTube.
Worst.
Daniel Marshall does look like one of those. The guy.
Is that like the bing bop boom bop bam?
No.
Leo. Worst rap battle ever.
Looking at it right now.
Leo, I can't make the pod.
yes or no?
I forgot about that.
Does he look like Daniel Marshall? You get edited. This is like problematic, but
yeah, that's crazy. A little bit. I love it. Well. I think that's it, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the pod. Or did we come on your pod? There's no way to really tell.
Who came on whose pod? Right?
You know what it is.
Stains all over his jersey.
Yes. All over the jersey.
Jesus. Well,
I'd like to think we're all one pod.
Yeah,
we are one pod. Yeah,
we're one pod.
There's Dane's pod and there's everyone else.
We're gonna do that thing you were talking about, Leo. But we're all gonna be, all of the pods are gonna be on one Zoom call, and we're all gonna be talking at the same time.
And their moms.
And their moms. Yes. I think that would be great.
Super show.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. Make sure you follow us at, what's your guys' handle? At Two Words World Pod.
Yeah. At Two Words Pod.
At Two Words Pod. And also, like and subscribe. Make sure you follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Remember, rate or review us 1 stars or 5 stars. If you're going to say something, stand on it.